Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise. Welcome to episode 4 of the Real Estate U University Podcast. Today, we have an interesting topic, and I think one that applies to not just business, but life. Today, we're talking about one of the greatest business lessons I've ever learned. And you guys ready for it? Gratitude. It's as simple as that. This has been one of the most transformative key exercises that I've utilized in my business and personal life for the last couple of years. And I cannot even begin to explain what happens when you totally understand this concept, you embrace it and you accept it, and you leverage it in your life and your business. It makes insane amounts of difference. And this is how insane it was for me. So I was a couple of years back, I jumped into a mastermind. It's actually 2.5 years ago now. And some great people from out of Australia. It was a very expensive mastermind, $36,000 a year. And, you know, I got to learn from some of the greatest in the industry, and it led to some amazing relationships in the industry. So if you ever have an opportunity to jump in and mastermind, take advantage of it. We love masterminding in our communities, and want to make sure that you understand the value of that. But anyway, so we're in Arizona, and we are in this, they rented out a mansion. We all flew in for about a week, and we sat down, you know, we're in day 3 or 4, and they got out, and they're like, look, we want you guys to understand a few things. And first and foremost, we want you to understand what it means to be grateful, not for, you know, the opportunities you have, but the stuff you already have in life. And I really like adopted that. I took it in, and it took me a couple of weeks to really like truly understand the concept of gratitude and truly understand how to express it. But when I did, it was insane. I saw the difference in one single day, and I have carried that routine out ever since, and it's made incredible impacts. And I always tell people, look, if you can't appreciate what you already have, what in the living hell makes you think that you deserve any more of it? If you can't appreciate and be grateful for the money you have, the leads you have, the business you have, the relationships, the referrals, the kids, the families, the love, if you can't be grateful for what you already have, why? Why do you deserve more of it? And I took this concept in when I was virtually broke and adopted the mindset of just being grateful. And so every day what would happen is before I got my day started, I would pull out my journal and I would just list it. I would write it out. Just literally, I pull out a journal, and you could do this with a notepad. You could do this with your iPad. You could do this with a piece of paper. You could do this with a napkin that's sitting in front of you right now. You could do this via voice. You could sit there, close your eyes, be grateful. Tony Robbins teaches these gratitude exercises, and the things that have kind of propelled him in life, and the routines he has every single day. First thing he does when he wakes up is he expresses gratitude. Now, I just did it a little different. I grabbed the thing that I had. I had my journal, where I typically had written all my business ideas, problems, solutions, whatever. And I started writing and just listed it. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my faith. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for the opportunities I have. I'm grateful for the hustle, the grind, the money, the clients I do have, the business I do have, the money I do have, the opportunity I do have. I'm grateful for the opportunity, the growth. I'm grateful for my pain. I'm grateful for my problems. I'm grateful for the solutions. I'm grateful, right? And I would spend literally like 10, 15 minutes. It started kind of light because it was just getting started. You know, it took me about 5 minutes to get through the list. And I wrote it out, and I was like, man. And, you know, in that time, I was thinking, I got so much to accomplish, so much to do, so much blah, 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 blah. And I stop. Take a second, right? Just 1 second, and express gratitude for what it is that you actually have in your life, in your business right now. Because the truth of the matter is, if you can't appreciate what you have, why do you deserve more of it? What makes you think that you deserve more of that in your life? And this was one of the greatest business lessons. I always tell people business is nothing more than math and personal development. So in my personal development life, this was one of the greatest lessons I learned, and it directly attributed to the success that I had. And it started that day, that one day back in late 2015. And, you know, I'm telling you, you know, it's people always ask, what was the one thing that has attributed most to your success? And I don't know if this is the one thing that most attributed to it, but it had a ton to do with it. Now, I think success in business and life is a bunch of things. I don't think it's one big thing. I think it's a lot of little things. It's a lot of progress. It's one piece that you get to put in your puzzle every single day. And you look up and years later, you've got something that's just pretty spectacular, pretty incredible. Gratitude was something that when I sat back and looked at it and why I sat back and analyzed it, I was blown away because I kid you not, the same day I dedicated my mind to my mindset to being grateful, my heart, my everything, sales started happening. And this is what was really cool is that I went from, you know, a couple sales every other day, every week to literally I had like 10 deals come in day one. And I was like, wait a second, whoa, this is insane. This is insane. Okay, well, I'm gonna do this again tomorrow. And I'm going to do this again the next day. And every single day since, whenever I wake up, and I've had days where I've missed, but and honestly, the days that I've missed have been less impactful. I kid you not. But every day, I'll make a list. And right now, my lists are so long. I have so much to be grateful for. Another Tony Robbins quote is, people kind of tend to overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they do in 10. And I was listening to some Jim Rohn this morning, and he said, you know, think about how much action you're taking right now. Think about how grateful, how much hustle, how much grind, think about everything you're doing right now. If you did everything you're doing right now, as hustled as hard as you did, and so on and so forth, what would your life look like in 4 years? Right? So as I've sat back and attributed so much to being grateful and given so much time and energy to being grateful, I found that it's been absolutely amazing to see how my list has grown. Because it started small. Because honestly, I started when I had nothing. I had nothing but my faith, my family, my friends. And that list has grown. My client list has grown. My business has grown. My sales, my cash, my investments, my love, my family. Like, everything has grown. My list has gotten so long where now I can't even fit it on a single piece of paper. And you don't want to, right? You don't want to be able to list what you are grateful for on a single sheet of paper. No, man, you want that thing to be long, 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 long. You want a long list of things that you're grateful for. And I would almost guarantee you right now that no matter what situation you are in life, if you sat down and you actually put pen to paper, you would have a laundry list of stuff that you have to be grateful for. Do this as early as you possibly can in the morning. If you could do it the first thing you woke up, it would be the best, right? Start practicing gratitude, understand these concepts, and understand that if you can be grateful for what you have and you shift that mindset, abundance will start to flow in every area of your life, in your business, in your health, in your finance, in your family, in your relationships, in your love, and everything that surrounds you right now. Your life will grow in an abundant fashion, just like mine has, right? I speak from experience. I always tell people, I don't like to speak in theory. I like to speak in proven results, and that's typically the only reason you hear some of this stuff coming out of my mouth. I'm never going to tell you to go off and test something without testing it first. And over the last couple of years, two and a half, 3 years, I've expressed gratitude on a daily basis for the stuff that I've had going on. And I've grown to realize that my problems were never as big as I thought they were. I've grown to realize that I have so much in this life to be grateful for. And I started when I had absolutely nothing. And some of you might not be in that situation where you're at nothing. You might be at something. All right? You might be onto something. You might be onto a booming business. You might be in the middle of a booming business. You might be on the backside of a booming business. Write it out. List it out. And it's so fascinating what happens to your mindset, your heart, your attitude. Just the way you view the world can completely change in a matter of minutes. Good buddy, not really good buddy, but a good acquaintance, guy I've followed for the last couple of years, Jesse Elder. He always said, your life could be dramatically different in 3 days if you just decided to make it so. And I think that no matter what situation you're in right now today, as you sit here and listen to this amazing podcast, your life could be dramatically different in 3 days. And I think that you should start with being grateful for where you're at, what you have, and where you're headed. Thank you so much for jumping in and listening to this podcast episode. Look forward to episode 5. It's going to be a good one. Go out and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you can. Leave us a review. We appreciate you so much. Share this podcast with your friends, and I will talk to you guys soon.